It's the day for cycling here on Phoenix FM, and I've got Lee Beddingfield on the phone at the moment. Hello, Lee.
How you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you? You've had a bit of a ride out already this morning with, what is it, LLR Team Essex, and there's three of you, is that right?
No, it's actually consists of now of about 10 team members now.
Ah.
It's kind of growing all the time.
How many of you were there riding around Brentwood and Billericay this morning?
This morning there was actually five of us this morning, yeah.
Right, right. And this was more of a dry run then, was it, for something you're going to be doing?
Just practice rides, really. We get together once a week of the weekend and just get some training in so that, you know, we've got a big one later on in the year in August where we plan to do the London 100 to raise money for leukemia, lymphoma and leukemia research, sorry, get it out, around the Surrey Hills of, like the Surrey Hills, which was part of the Olympics in 2012.
Yeah.
It's quite a tough day, 100 miles in one day. So that's kind of what we're leading to this year.
How many miles did you cover this morning, though?
This morning was only sort of about 23 miles, just a little early morning one, so that we, you know, just could get the rest of the day to do what we've got to do. So we go out quite early just to get the miles in, really.
It shows you're taking it seriously if you can say only 23 miles, and that was finished by about 9:30, wasn't it?
Yeah, we started at 7. One of our teammates picked up a punch on the way. Just a couple of little stops for water, and then just thought we'd crash them out. I mean, 2 weeks ago we did 50 miles for Jay's Hospice in Chelmsford.
Yeah.
We rode for, rode their cycle event and sort of did that just under 3 hours. So, you know, we sort of just planned to sort of increase our bike ability so that come the 100 we're not struggling too much.
Yeah, and you're building it up and balancing it, and I suppose, as was spoken about in the last hour as well, if you're a cyclist, diet and all sorts of things come into it. If you're starting that time in the morning, you're not going to have a fried breakfast beforehand, are you?
No, it's important to obviously take on some kind of fuel, so like some toast or porridge, just to get you going, to get your metabolism burning, and then basically it's just about taking the right supplements while you're cycling, plenty of fluids, and then afterwards we always look forward to a nice bacon or sausage sandwich after.
Yeah, just build that energy up. And I mean, how long have you been doing this? What actually started it off for you then, and for the fundraising?
For me, it's a bit of a reality check for me. My daughter Jade Beddingfield, who is now 12 years old, when she was born, she was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia at the age of 9 months. Quite a distressing time. Quite important time of our life. It was quite upsetting. Obviously, we watched Jade sort of fight for her life for the first sort of 6 weeks battling leukemia. And then on from there, it was kind of another sort of 3 to 4 years of treatment, chemotherapies, day visits to hospitals, infection time in hospitals and stuff like that. And then obviously for us now, it's kind of a distant memory, still there, but it's something that without leukemia research, we feel we wouldn't be where we are today.
Yeah.
So it's kind of just gone from there, really, just trying to help raise as much money as possible to hopefully one day kick this disease out.
And there is a Just Giving page. I mean, the probably the easiest way for people to find out about you is to get on your Twitter feed first, which is LLR Team Essex, isn't it, that one?
That's correct. We also started up a website this year.
Oh, right.
Which shows sort of the team members and stuff that we've done last year, and that address is www.llrteamessex.com, and it's got the link to the Just Giving page there.
So many ways, well, whichever way anyone listening wants to find out, go through the website, and then they can find out more information on exactly what you're doing. You'll keep us up to date as well, wouldn't you?
Oh, definitely.
And whenever you get a spare moment, you're always welcome to come across. If ever you're cycling past the Brentwood Centre, do pop into the studios here as well.
Lovely. Make sure the kettle's on.
Will do. Well, look, more power to those pedalling legs. And, well, we'll keep an eye on what you're doing and definitely speak throughout the summer as well. We're warming up to the big event.
Great stuff. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Lee. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, then. Cheers.